Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Comedian TJ Miller in the studio a couple hours from now, an hour and a half or so, he'll be here. His shows are sold out this weekend at the Funny Bone. So if you can't see TJ, see Nick. That's Nick's tour this weekend. Where are you, Nick?
I'll be at Farmhand Brewing in Erling, Iowa tonight and Downtown Rosie's in Lincoln tomorrow night.
Oh, Downtown Rosie's. It's called Rosie's, right?
Rosie's, yes. Rosie's, okay. The downtown location.
All right. TNTRadioEmpire.com for the podcast. A lot of you download the podcast. We appreciate that a lot. We had an email earlier, Craig. You missed this.
Oh.
Yeah. We like to dwell on the negative because it's fun for us.
Oh, good.
I think I sent it to you. You guys probably saw it last night. But in the email, it said from Jerry, having audio clips of young kids swearing is not funny. And by the way, not is N-O-T in capitals.
Well,
it may be one thing that gets you fired, Jerry.
At least he spelled right.
Jerry, this is for you.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah. That's for you. I said, yeah.
Not funny.
I said, yeah, but it is the one thing. I said, tell me where they're swearing. And Todd informed me that son of a bitch, I guess, would be swearing, but really it's not, you know. It's not swear. You can say it on the radio, so it's really not swearing, you know.
Yeah, it's radio swearing.
Right. Jerry, we've been doing a lot of stuff over the years. We appreciate your concern, you know. Not funny, Nick.
Nope.
Not funny.
And you can tell he's serious because it's all caps.
The word not, all caps. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
That's so not funny. I've got to send an email.
We sat through eight meetings this past week about that. This bit, the kids saying that.
No, we didn't.
No, nobody said anything.
You guys really took a stand for that.
Nope.
Dance, you fat bitch.
Oh, wrong one. I'm sorry.
Dance, you fat bitch.
There you go.
I didn't need to send you another one of those. Did you get that, puss?
Yeah. Jerry's world, bitch might be a swear word, too.
And Jim Sucks play Blackout. I told our boss that.
Oh, that's in there. The kid one of that is in there. I put that in this morning.
I got to get that because our boss didn't hear it yesterday. I walked out Jim. I showed him the video, and Jim thought it was cute. He's our boss, Jerry. He's our boss, and this little kid says, Jim Sucks play Blackout. And our boss didn't care. So, Jerry, chill. Here it is.
Jim Sucks, play Blackout.
Yeah.
There you go.
And he's more upset with you playing Blackout than playing the clip.
Exactly right, yeah. But keep your criticism coming. We love that. You know. Tell us where we crossed the line. Of all the things we talk about, you know.
Yeah,
we talked about a guy masturbating all over his computer earlier. That's no big deal.
No, a Walmart laptop.
Right.
That was in the store?
I think so.
Wow. That's like super horny.
Yeah, it is. Well, you're at Walmart. And you got sweats on, so it's easy access.
Maybe he has no access to a computer anywhere else. Yeah,
that's true, too.
Yeah, well, then you masturbate in the library.
Todd's right.
That's what it's there for.
Yeah.
Does anybody go to the library anymore?
Yeah.
The masturbators.
Yes. No, we don't, but yeah, they do.
People who don't have computers.
No, I mean, people go look at books, Todd.
And they need a readers to masturbate.
people that read, yeah. My daughter goes to the library.
I go to the digital library, which is a different, you know, thing. Yeah, I don't remember the last time I've been to a library. Sorry, we're saying it wrong here.
It is library, right?
Library. Before the interwebs, I spent a lot of time at the library.
Yeah.
Because I like to look stuff up. The International Space Station swerving to avoid space junk. The head of Russia's Roscosmos Space Agency says the space station had to swerve away today to avoid hitting a fragment of a U.S. launch vehicle that's been in orbit since 1994.
See, I thought that thing was pretty much on autopilot, but they got Sulu at the con.
Space junk is not.
Yes, to be autopilot.
It's Sulu and Chekhov up there driving that bear, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's the space station. They get to move it around.
Yeah.
Can't they just put the deflector shields up?
Good point, Todd. Good point.
No, they cannot, apparently.
All right. I got to work on that.
Have you seen the picture of that new robot that's out there? It's all over Twitter yesterday.
Very creepy.
Man, we're done.
Is that the robot that can reproduce?
No, that was that little. Those are little things.
The Pac-Man blob.
No, this is a full size robot with a face. It looks like human with the expressions, and it was crazy.
It was like seamless.
It was seamless, right?
And if this could reproduce, this robot could be like smooth enough to like steal your girl. At the bar,
it was smooth. Yeah. It's all over the social media. I mean, I saw it yesterday. It's pretty cool. But pretty much everybody said, "Yeah, we're done." Yeah. So stop making them.
Yeah. Is there more space junk now, or is it just kind of coming
to a head?
We're
getting more and more and more. We put up a bunch more satellites yesterday.
Every damn day.
So we're ruining the planet
and the
surrounding areas.
Yes.
And we're cluttering space.
Yeah.
Right. We're not going to be able to see out there.
There's so many satellites.
That's a problem.
Your telescopes will be useless.
Just pray. Just pray, man. That's all I do. I pray.
What are the Elon Musk ones?
Not gonna hit.
Are those internet satellites?
Yes.
Can any of this stuff just like be pushed further into
space?
That's
what I was thinking. Probably just out into another galaxy or something like
no,
that.
No, probably not.
Probably not, yeah.
You just want to make it some other planet's problem. Just shove it off on that.
I'm thinking if NASA wants to, send people to Mars or whatever, are you even going to be able to get away? Or are you going to run into a bunch of space junk on your way out there?
Yeah, take your junk and bang it off Uranus.
A little math
take it off.
It'd be funny if they just picked Uranus because they could say that all the time. Right. They could pick any other. There's more closer planets than Uranus, but say that.
But Nick makes a good
point. We're going to go to Uranus. Why don't you go to Mars? It's closer. Nah. We can't say Uranus then.
It's not called Uranus.
Space junk this off is Uranus different. Is hilarious.
Yeah, they might have to be mindful of that. Closes a window because there's a bunch of satellites right there. So, got to wait a couple more minutes.
It would be pretty fitting if humans can't escape Earth after they've ruined it because they've also ruined space. You're just stuck.
There won't be any of our relatives.
Well, that's likely what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobody cares.
The most popular name among the 5,637 men playing Division I basketball.
Hang on here. Whoa, that's wild.
According
first
to
name
NCAA,
or last name?
First name.
Okay.
Mike.
Nathan.
That's Michael is number two.
Still the best name out there. Not Nathan. Chris is a good one.
Chris is number seven.
Okay. Who came up with this idea to chart all the
Well, there's a reason for it because
Shaquille.
Of the number one name.
Shaquille.
Not in the top 10.
There's a reporter on MSNBC. He's a black guy. His name is Shaquille. And they refer to him as Shaq. Shaq has ruined that name. You're just Shaquille at that point, aren't you?
Yes, you are.
And this guy is a regular size man.
He's not Shaq.
I know. But they go, she goes... They always go to her in the afternoon. One of the anchors, and she goes, and Shaquille's at the White House, and she goes, "What's going on, Shaq?" And I'm thinking, nobody's buying it. Nobody's buying it. That's too bad, because that is the nickname of Shaquille, is Shaq. But that guy owns that name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does. Well, and you would be constantly disappointing people everywhere you went.
Hey, Shaq's
going to be here. Right. Like, oh, it's that Shaq. Right.
Now, this guy doesn't act like he wants to be called that. He must not bother him. He hasn't said back to her, "No, I'm Shaquille," you know. So it's...
So Michael's number two, Jordan number three, then Trey and Isaiah and Joshua.
Okay. Kobe.
Number one.
Now, this is the most.
Popular name among men playing Division I basketball. Well,
it's got to be something common.
Jalen.
Whoa.
It's
Jalen.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. There was only one Jalen before Jalen Rose.
Really?
Everyone is named after Jalen Rose.
It's a cool name.
Apparently.
Wow. It's a good name.
And
they're all basketball players, right? A lot of black guys named Jalen right now, right?
Because of Jalen's dad was James, Jalen's uncle was Leonard, and so his mom came up with Jalen.
And now it's a name.
And now it's a name. Yeah. It's the number one name in college basketball for men.
So she basically invented that name.
Yes.
Interesting.
He was born in 73.
And he's bagging who?
Molly Karam.
Yeah, yes, Molly Karam.
They're married, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Molly Karam Rose.
Yes, Molly Karam Rose.
Yeah.
She ESPN chick?
She's first take chick.
Oh, okay.
She is absolutely gorgeous.
She's the moderator.
Yep. And she's smart, too, but she's also really, really freaking hot.
I like that she doesn't back down from Stephen A. Smith.
No.
She'll call him out on his crap.
Right.
She picks her battles.
She does.
Yeah. She does, but you can't just be a doormat to that guy.
Well, he didn't want her to be, Yeah, she says to him, "Well, you bang goats all the time on that show now."
It's their best bit.
Yeah.
It's their best bit. I think they stole that bit.
Him too, huh?
Yeah. Him too. No, she's really good. And she's also, obvious. She's just gorgeous. I miss Kellerman on that show, though.
I do, too.
I just think they were just better together. Than him just wanting to pick on. I mean, the rest of the guys, we talked about this, Craig. The rest of the guys in that show are guys you see all damn day everywhere.
You just know.
Right.
Same guys.
Right. I've watched a little bit of Kellerman's show in the afternoon, and he's not as good without Stephen A. Smith.
Just a half hour show.
It's an hour long, but he's the guy.
Yeah.
And he's not that good at being the guy doing all that stuff.
Memphis Grizzlies of all teams set a new NBA
record.
What's
the female in Division I name?
Didn't
look into that?
No, they may have.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the thing I read, though. Right. And the point of that was that Jalen's a brand new name.
How many Jalens are there? Did they even look? Because this is a writer should actually say.
There's 102.
Okay. In Division I basketball.
Yeah, 102 Jalen. And at number two is 81 Michaels.
Yeah. Michael Jordan helped with that too, for that matter.
Yeah, Michael. Keep it locked. Jordan's also number two.
Jordan, that's Tony's kid's name, named after Michael
because
Jordan.
Because of Michael Jordan.
Right. No Larry Bird's in there? Bunch of Larrys?
Not in the top
10. Bunch of Larrys born in 86? They'd be too old for college basketball.
Any kid's named Bird.
Yeah. Not in the top 10.
that didn't catch on.
No, it didn't.
Old Bird. And Kobe seems too obvious.
Or top 11. I guess.
I think there'll probably be more Kobe's now.
Yeah.
Oh, certainly.
Well, since he's dead.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and even if somebody named their kid Kobe right after Kobe got into the league, it'd still only be, 23 or 24? So you might see Kobe come into popularity
Few
years.
Kobe's got in the league in... 98. So 98. Oh, yeah. What year is it now? Jesus.
So, 23.
All right.
Yeah, if you don't know what year it is now, it's almost a new one. I just wait and latch on to that one. Don't worry about this one.
I just get so tired of people on the internet bitching about what year it is. I can't believe I was in high school 15 years ago.
Whatever. I'm with Nick. I've stopped keeping track entirely.
Yeah, me too.
I know a new one's coming up.
Yep.
I love that.
I am going to wait.
It'll be a big party. Everybody be wearing 2022 glasses and stuff. You'll be like, ah, that's it.
That's it.
Memphis Grizzlies beat Oklahoma City by 73 points last night.
Whoa.
Holy hell.
Largest margin of victory in the history of the league. The stupid Grizzlies did it. Now, they're my team.
Yeah, they are.
Who did they beat?
Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City's pretty bad, but that's you don't get blown out like that.
That bad?
They're still college. They're still pro basketball, but yeah, I heard they suck this year.
Yeah.
Did they institute a running clock or anything like that if they're up by 50 points?
They should.
Yeah. Well, it runs anyway. Oh, you mean one that doesn't stop?
Okay, right.
I got it.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New study says that a daily cup of coffee might keep cognitive abilities from deteriorating.
That's why we're all so damn sharp right here.
That's why we have 12 cups of coffee.
You don't want to see it without
sharp
the coffee.
We are.
We're sharp as a tack.
It also curbed the development of the Alzheimer's disease.
That's why none of us are stupid.
Well.
Yet.
Researchers in Australia found that people that have a certain amount of coffee every day showed positive results in functions like self-control.
All these coffee stories are all good stuff.
Planning, now, Greg,
you can't drink too much, I get it, but I've still met people. This was an old thing back in the day. When people thought coffee was bad for you, you run into people and say, I'm trying to give up coffee. Why? I think our agent told us he didn't drink any coffee. I'm thinking, why? Apparently a cup of coffee is actually good for you.
How the hell does he get out of bed in the morning?
He didn't wake up as early as we do, but that's
still.
Not, but I don't.
Yeah.
But that was an old school thing back in the day. I remember even in the 80s, like, yeah, I'm trying to give up coffee because everybody thought caffeine was bad for you. And now pretty much every story, I'm not saying overload, but I'm saying every story says a cup of coffee is actually good for you, everything about it.
Yeah.
They found regular coffee drinking slowed the accumulation in the brain of the protein that marks the onset of the Alzheimer's and reduces development of the disease.
Oh, I wanted to jump into the TV and punch a couple of guys from the Weather Channel the other day.
Oh,
I do all the time.
Yeah, because you wouldn't know either one of them. Okay. They're regular hosts. Right. And the one's a hurricane expert.
Right.
And the lady in the group brought up coffee. I've never had a cup of coffee. And neither have I.
Never.
What?
They're just dicks.
What the hell were you watching?
They're just dicks.
The Weather Channel. It was like on a Saturday morning.
They think that was cool? They think that was cool?
I guess.
And not on just them. That's on their flipping parents
as well.
Because if your parents are having coffee at your house, you're going to have a sip every now and then.
Sure. You might have sipped it, right. Yeah, I sipped it in high school, but I never drank coffee until I started doing mornings a lot. But that's not the point. The point is I had coffee before.
You had coffee?
Yeah.
But they specifically in this said coffee, not caffeine, not a Red Bull. There's more to coffee than caffeine.
They have sodas and whatnot. There's coffee there.
Well, that's crazy because especially now with Starbucks, there's such a culture where everybody just carrying around. Out of curiosity, would you be like,
there's culture,
let me see what that's about. Let me try a coffee.
We don't understand people that have never had a drink, let alone coffee. You know?
I was reading a story about.
I get that because if this guy's dad would have like beat him because he was all hopped up on coffee, and he's like, I just stay away from coffee.
Yeah. Both our dads beat us.
He had too much energy.
Story the other day reminded me of the time I went to Christy and I were in some little diner in Utah, and I thought the coffee was particularly good, and I said, "Yo, what kind is this?" Yeah, I expected some elaborate.
Right.
Folgers.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And Tom Petty's biographer has a piece in Rolling Stone. And he was talking to Tom. Oh, he was at Tom Petty's house. And they brought some coffee. And he said, this is really good. Maxwell House.
It was mixed with fentanyl, though, there.
Tadski.
That's why it was good, yeah. Man.
Right. My pain is gone.
Betty loved fentanyl in his coffee.
My face is numb.
Yeah. Too soon? I'm sorry, Todd.
Rhapsodized
I'm
about
sorry.
The...
4 years he's dead.
The Maxwell house, because he told the story. Him and his wife were at fentanyl. Some diner on the coast, and he really liked the coffee, and he said, what is it? Maxwell house. Yeah. Well, how do you make it? And he
took with fentanyl?
Chef took him back in the kitchen, and they had those, you see him at the bun... Coffee makers?
Yep.
Bun brand coffee makers.
Industrial.
That are actually hooked up to the plumbing.
Yeah.
So, he showed him the exact amount.
Give me the water.
Tom Petty was a Maxwell House guy for the rest of his life.
And fentanyl.
And look how that got him.
It killed him.
Yeah.
It killed him.
That and the fentanyl.
Okay, maybe that.
That's why the coffee was so good.
That had to be weird for everybody else working in the kitchen.
That Tom Petty comes
back. Tom Petty comes back. And he's like, here's how you make the Maxwell house. Like, what? Was that Tom Petty?
So whatever
his last album, Sell That Bad?
Tom Petty's house, if you wanted coffee,
you
got Maxwell House from the Bun Coffee.
Tom Petty still like tweets. That. He's still out there. I don't think he's dead.
Yeah, you would be confused.
Tweeting about Maxwell House?
Yeah. You would be confused as to how he got that far into life and didn't know how to make coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really? Somebody's teaching Tom to make coffee now?
Well, he wanted the specific recipe.
I know, but you don't know
every
that.
Every step of that.
You just see Tom Petty learning how to make coffee for some reason.
Learning how to make that kind of coffee.
That would be like, man, that guy's super hungover.
Right.
I'm just like, what is this?
12 workers will get more than $41,000 in back pay. After a federal investigation found that the Pittsburgh restaurant they worked for illegally took their tips. They say that managers for this company required servers to share their tips in a pool. That money was then distributed to managers, supervisors,
scumbags,
and other workers that usually don't get tips.
What scumbags?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Under the Fair Labor Standards Act, restaurants that take credit against the tips of an employee has to pay those workers the federal minimum wage. And so now, 12 workers getting more than $41,000 in back pay. Those people don't make enough money anyway.
No.
I can't imagine the managers and whatnot taking their money even more so.
That's
but they do. You hear that about that a lot.
That's horrible.
It is.
Anybody ever tip you, Nick, when you're doing a show at a bar? I've never seen it at the Funny Bone. I mean, like at a bar show. Like, that was a pretty good show.
I think.
Have you ever seen a comedian? I never saw even
there
comedians.
Might have been one time years ago. Somebody handed me like $10 or something.
Okay. All right.
Did you have to take your top off?
For something in the parking lot?
Yeah.
A little handy in the parking lot. That's nice of you.
Just the tip for 10.
All right. I got $10.
Sold.
We got a commercial break coming up. In fact, right around now. All right.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. Exactly.
And I'm out of cash.
TJ, I'll loan you 10.
Damn it.
I'll keep Nick busy. He can ski during the break. All right.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.